Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you on this Friday, November 18th, as we welcome two guests to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Eleanor Grace Splawn and Grace McMillan. Now on Wednesday afternoon, sometimes they come into my office before service. And so I said, hey, why don't y'all be the readers for this Friday? And so they obliged to be the readers. And I just, you're in for a treat. I hope that you enjoy our conversation at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Eleanor and Grace, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Our first reading is 1 Samuel 10, 1 through 8. Then Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance? When you leave me today, you will meet two men near Rachel's tomb at Zelzah on the border of Benjamin. They will say to you, 'The donkeys you set out to look for have been found, and now your father has stopped thinking about them and is worried about you. He is asking, "What shall I do about my son?" Then you will go on from there until you reach the great tree of Tabor. Three men going up to worship God at Bethel will meet you there. One will be carrying three young goats, another three loaves of bread, and another a skin of wine. They will greet you and offer you two loaves of bread, which you will accept from them. After that, you will go to Gibeah of God, where there is a Philistine outpost. As you approach the town, you will meet a procession of prophets coming down from the high place with lyres, timbrels, pipes, and harps being played before them, and they will be prophesying. The Spirit of the Lord will come powerfully upon you, and you will prophesy with them. And you will be changed into a different person. Once these signs are fulfilled, do whatever your hands find to do, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to sacrifice burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do.
Thank you for having me. I will be reading Psalms 18, 1 through 19. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock. My fortress is my Savior. My God is my rock, in whom I have protection. He is my shield, the power that saved me, and my place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from my enemies. The ropes of death entangled me. Floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its rope around me. Death laid a strap on my path. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundation of the mountain shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Glowing coals blazed forth from him. He opened his heavens and came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. Mounted on a mighty angelic being, he flew, soaring on the wings of the wind. He shrouded himself in darkness, veiled his approach with dark rain clouds. Thick clouds shielded brightness around him. The rain downhill and burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded at amid and hail and burning coals. He shot his arrows and scattered his enemies. Great bolts of lightning flashed and they were confused. Then at you command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the bottom of the sea could be seen, and the foundation of the earth were laid bare. He reached down from heaven to rescue me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at a moment I was in distress. But the Lord supported me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me.
Now I am reading Hebrews 13. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourselves. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. Your strength comes from God's grace, not from rules about food, which don't help those who follow them. We have an altar from which the priest in the tabernacle have no right to eat. Under the old system, the high priest brought the blood of animals into the holy place as a sacrifice for sin, and the bodies of the animals were burned outside of the camp. So also Jesus suffered and died outside the city gates to make his people holy by means of his own blood. So let's go out to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your soul, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. Pray for us, for our conscience is clear, and we want to live honorably in everything we do. And especially pray that I will be able to come back to you soon. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to pay attention to what I have written in this brief exhortation. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has just been released from jail. If he comes here soon, I will bring him with me to see you. Greet all your leaders and all the believers there. The believers from Italy send you their greetings. May God's grace be with you all.
Thank you so much, Grace and Eleanor, for joining the podcast. We are actually recording on Thursday, November 17th, and this is Grace's birthday. So happy birthday, Grace. We're so glad that you were born. I want to hear a little bit about you. Tell me first about your parents and then about your siblings.
So my mom and dad are Leanne McMillan and Sean McMillan, and my sisters are Emma McMillan and Kate McMillan, and Emma is 20 years old in College Charleston, and Kate is 17 at the high school.
Have you lived in Birmingham all your life?
No, I haven't. I was born in Georgia, South Carolina, and then I moved to Texas, and then I moved here.
Wow. So what grade are you in, and where do you go to school?
I am in fifth grade at Mountain Brook Elementary.
And do you have a favorite subject?
My favorite subject is probably science.
Grace, tell me a little bit more about some favorite things. What's your favorite food?
Probably Chipotle.
What do you get?
I get a bowl.
Okay, what about your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite sport?
Cheer.
And then finally, what's your favorite place to go?
Like on a trip?
Yeah, kind of like on vacation.
Probably the beach of Charleston.
I want to hear a little bit more about your faith. How did you come to know Jesus as Lord? And just tell me anything about that.
My parents have always brought me to church, and I decided to get baptized and put my faith in Jesus when I was in third grade at VBS. And then Miss Sharon told Dr. Dortch, and I got baptized.
That's wonderful. What are some of your favorite things to do at church?
Probably hang out with my friends and just meet new people.
Now, I see you every Wednesday night at GAs and choir. What are y'all learning about?
Well, we're kind of learning about how, like, what people are donating and giving stuff to people that need stuff more than we do.
And are y'all getting ready for a program in music?
Yes, ma'am, we are. In choir, we are learning, I think, 4 songs, and they're all about Christmas.
I know that your program will be December 7th, which is a Wednesday night at 6 p.m. And so everybody come on out and hear these girls and others in their choir performance for Christmas. And now we'll just transition to talk a little bit with Eleanor Grace. Eleanor, I want to know a little bit about your family.
My mom and dad are Wayne and Mary Swan, and they are on staff here at Mountain Brook Baptist.
What about your siblings?
My brother is 12, and his name is Webb. And my sister, May, is 3. And she's so cute.
Where do you go to school? What grade are you in? And maybe what's your favorite subject?
I go to Brookwood Forest, and I'm in fourth grade. And my favorite subject is probably writing or science.
Do you have a favorite color?
My favorite color are either blue or violet.
Do you have a favorite food that your mom cooks?
I like mac and cheese.
But maybe not what your mom cooks? You're not going to say anything bad?
Well, I mean, it's pretty good.
Okay.
I'm not complaining.
Where do you like to go on vacation?
I like to go to the beach, and I like when we go skiing with our family.
Eleanor, tell me a little bit about your faith. How have you come to faith in Christ, and do you remember your baptism?
Yes, I came to faith when I was in second or third grade, and when I was, like, at children's camp and VBS the most, I was, like, thinking about how I wanted to get baptized and how I was, like, really understanding more about Jesus and the way, like, that he could clean our sins and stuff. And I got baptized by you and Dad soon after.
I can remember you writing in a journal 2 words. Do you remember those words?
I believe.
Yes. And that was just your way of saying, I want to follow Jesus. Special moment for me. Tell me about church. What are some things that you like to do here at church?
I like coming on Sundays. And I also enjoy Wednesday nights when I can just hang out with my friends and we can go to GAs and choir.
Tell me a little bit more about Sunday school.
Our leaders are Miss Kelly and Miss Toronto. And Miss Toronto teaches us about the, like, stories. And then Miss Kelly usually helps us with our memory verses and our books of the Bible.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do y'all have a memory verse this month?
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1.
Eleanor, when you grow up, what do you want to be?
I have a few options. I want to be like a wedding planner, a teacher, or maybe a realtor.
Okay, good deal. I forgot to ask Grace that same question. Let's ask her. Grace, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to either be a fashion designer or a wedding planner.
Oh, I also might want to be an interior designer. I have a lot of options.
Eleanor, as we close, I wonder what one of your favorite Bible verses is.
My favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Thank you, Grace and Eleanor, for joining the podcast today. I thought it might be neat if we ended the podcast by reading and praying the benediction, the blessing that is found in Hebrews chapter 13. So Grace and Eleanor are going to split that up, and we'll end our time together with this prayer of benediction.
Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep,
equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.